بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما تسألهم عليه من أجر إن هو إلا ذكر للعالمين.
Verse number 104. If they used the reason they would believe the messenger, peace be upon him, because he did not ask any reward for the Qur'an or for what he called them to. The Qur'an is only a reminder for all people.
وَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مُعْرِضُونَ.
Verse number 105. The signs showing that there is only one Allah, glory be to Him, are many. Spread out through the heavens and earth, the disbelievers pass by them, turning away from thinking about them and considering them, not paying attention to them.
وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ.
Verse number 106. Most people do not admit Allah as the creator and provider, who brings to life and causes death, without also worshipping images and idols next to him, or claiming that he has a son, glory be to him.
أَفَأَمِنُوا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ غَاشِيَةٌ مِّنْ عَذَابِ اللَّهِ أَوْ تَأْتِيَهُمُ السَّاعَةُ بَغْتَةً وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ.
Verse number 107. Do the idolaters feel safe from a punishment in this world, enveloping or overwhelming them, so that they cannot repel it, or from the hour coming to them suddenly, when they are unaware so that they might prepare for it? Is it because of this that they do not believe?
قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُو إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي وَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ.
Verse number 108. Allah tells the messenger, peace be upon him, to say to those he calls to the truth that this is his way which he calls people to, with insight, as do those who follow him, guided by his guidance and following the sunnah, and that he is not of those who associate partners with Allah, but worships Allah alone, glory be to him.
وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِن قَبْلِكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْقُرَىٰ أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَيَنْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ وَلَدَارُ الْآخِرَةِ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ.
Verse number 109. Allah only sent men, not angels, before the messenger, peace be upon him, whom he gave revelation as he does to the messenger, and they were from the people of the towns and of the desert. Their peoples denied them and Allah destroyed them. Do those who deny the messenger not travel through the earth, and think about what the end was of those who denied the truth before them, learning from their example? The bliss in the home of the afterlife is better for those who are mindful in this world. Do they not realize that is better, and so become mindful of Allah by following what He instructs, with faith being the most important instruction, and staying away from what He has prohibited, with not associating others with Allah being the most important prohibition?
حَتَّى إِذَا اسْتَيْأَسَ الرُّسُلُ وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ قَدْ كُذِبُوا جَاءَهُمْ نَصْرُنَا فَنُجِّيَ مَنْ نَشَاءُ فنجي من نشاء ولا يرد بأسنا عن القوم المجرمين.
Verse number 110. Allah gave time to the enemies of these messengers He sent, not being quick to punish, but luring them gradually until when their destruction was overdue, and the messengers despaired of it, and the disbelievers thought that their messengers had lied to them, and their promises of a punishment for those who deny the truth, and the rescue of those who have faith. Then Allah's help came to His messengers, saving the messengers and believers from the destruction which the disbelievers suffered, and Allah's punishment cannot be turned away from the sinners when He sends it down.
لقد كان في قصصهم عبرة لأولي الألباب ما كان حديثا يفترى ولكن تصديق الذي بين يديه وتفصيل كل شيء وهدى ورحمة لقوم يؤمنون.
Verse number 111. In the stories of the messengers and their peoples, as in the story of Yusuf and his brothers, are lessons to be learnt by those of sound mind. The Qur'an, which contains such narrations, is not words which are made up and fabricated about Allah, but a confirmation of the divine scriptures revealed from Allah, and a detailed explanation of everything that needs explaining through sacred laws, and guidance to all that is good, and a mercy for those who have faith in it, because it is they who benefit from what is in it. Beneficial points. 1. It is not for a person, no matter how high his station is, to know the ghaib of his own accord, as that is something that Allah makes particular to himself. 2. From Allah's grace, He gives His prophets some knowledge of things in the ghaib for particular ends and wisdom. 3. The caller to truth is not able to change people's hearts or to bring them to devotion, and most of the creation are not from the people of guidance. 4. Criticism of those who turn away from the signs of Allah in creation and proofs spread throughout the universe that there is only one Allah. 5. Verse 108 contains some of the pillars of calling people to the truth, the existence of a path, calling to Allah being based on knowledge, with insight, and there being people who are called to it. 6. That the prophets and messengers were human and male, rather than female. 7. One way of convincing people when calling to the truth is for them to reflect on what happened to those in the past, and learn from their stories, which the noble Qur'an mentions. 8. The stories in the Qur'an are pure truth, not mixed with impurities of fabrication or compilation, and the lies of the falsifiers do not enter into it. The Thunder. Surah Ar-Ra'd. Themes of the Surah. An explanation of the reality and manifestations of divine might and power, the establishment of promise and threat, and Allah's way with respect to change and alteration.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم را تلك آيات الكتاب والذي إليك من ربك الحق ولكن أكثر الناس لا يؤمنون.
Explanation. Verse number 1. We have spoken about similar phrases at the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah, these sublime verses in this surah, and the Quran that Allah has revealed to you, O Messenger, is the truth in which there is no uncertainty. There is no doubt that it is from Allah, but most people do not believe in it, due to stubbornness and pride.
الله الذي رفع السماوات بغير عمد ترونها ثم استوى على العرش وسخر الشمس والقمر كل يجري لأجل مسمى يدبر الأمر يفصل الآيات لعلكم بلقاء ربكم توقنون.
Verse number 2. Allah is the one who made the heavens high, without any supports that you can see. Then He established Himself on the throne, and He subjugated the sun and the moon for the benefit of His creation. Both the sun and the moon run along for a specific period of time that is known only to Allah. He, may He be glorified, disposes of all matters in the heavens and the earth as He wills. He explains the signs that indicate His power, in the hope that you may be certain about meeting your Lord on the Day of Judgment and prepare for it by doing good actions.
وهو الذي مد الأرض وجعل فيها رواسي وأنهارا ومن كل الثمرات جعل فيها زوجين اثنين يغشي الليل النهار إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون.
Verse number 3. He, may He be glorified, is the one who spread out the earth and created on it firm mountains, so that it does not cause the people to become unsettled. From all types of fruit He made two kinds, like the male and female in animals. He draws the veil of night over the day, so that it becomes dark after being bright. In that which is mentioned, there are signs and proof for a people who reflect and ponder over Allah's creation, for they are the ones who benefit from such signs and proof.
وَفِي الْأَرْضِ قِطَعٌ مُتَجَاوِرَاتٌ وَجَنَّاتٌ مِّنْ أَعْنَابٍ وَزَرْعٌ وَنَخِيلٌ صِنْوَانٌ وَغَيْرُ صِنْوَانٍ ونخيل صنوان وغير صنوان يسقى بماء واحد ونفضل بعضها على بعض في الأكل إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يعقلون.
Verse number 4. On earth, there are neighboring plots, gardens of vineyards, crops, palm trees sharing one root, and others with individual roots. All of these gardens and crops are watered with the same water. I make some of them better than others in taste and other benefits, despite their being next to one another and being watered with the same water. There are signs and proof for those who reason, for they are the ones who pay heed to it.
وَإِن تَعْجَبْ فَعَجَبٌ قَوْلُهُمْ أَإِذَا كُنَّا تُرَابًا أَإِنَّا لَفِي خَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ أُولَئِكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ وَأُولَئِكَ الْأَغْلَالُ فِي أَعْنَاقِهِمْ وَأُولَئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ.
Verse number 5. If you are amazed, O Messenger, at anything, then you should surely be amazed at their denial of resurrection and their statement of proof for their denial. What, when we die, and become dust and decayed and decomposed bones, shall we be resurrected and restored to life? Those who reject the resurrection after death are the ones who disbelieved in their Lord, and as a result they disbelieved in his power to resurrect the dead. They are the ones around whose necks chains of fire will be placed on the day of judgment. They will be the inhabitants of fire, and they will remain there forever, without ever ceasing to exist, and without their punishment coming to an end. Beneficial points. 1. Allah is Almighty, may He be glorified. How wondrous is the creation of the heavens, without any pillars that support them despite their huge and vast form. 2. Allah is most powerful and perfect in His lordship. He causes huge plants to grow out of small seeds, and despite nourishing them with the same water and sunlight, the fruits and crops vary in size, colors, and taste. 3. Allah's extraction of huge trees from small seeds, after their being non-existent, contains a refutation of the idolaters who disbelieved in the resurrection. To reassemble the parts of human remains that are scattered and decomposed into the earth, and to once again resurrect them after they had once been in existence, is easier than extracting something non-existent from a seed.